Irish guitarist and songwriter Kevin Shields and his group My Bloody Valentine made an indelible mark on alternative rock music in the early 90s. They inspired countless other rock bands with their dense, ethereal post-punk sound. But My Bloody Valentine stopped recording in 1997. Since then, Kevin Shields has had side projects with other bands. Now he's reemerged on his own with several new songs and one old one. On the soundtrack for Sofia Coppola's new film, Lost in Translation, opening this week. I spoke earlier with Kevin Shields about the soundtrack and other work that he's been up to, and I began by asking where he's been for the last 6 years.
Since about 98, I was playing with Primal Scream. And I still am.
With My Bloody Valentine, you kept recording music, but you never released any of it.
Yeah, basically from 93 till 97. We were basically making another album, and we were working very slowly. The band had semi-disintegrated, and by about 97, all funds to make the record were stopped. And then things just sort of, I just got closer and closer with Primal Scream and spent more and more time touring with them.
How did you get involved with Sofia Coppola's film soundtrack?
I met Brian Reitzel in Japan. He's the music supervisor that put together the soundtrack for Virgin Suicides. And he was basically working on the new Sofia Coppola film, and he just phoned me up last summer and said, would you like to be involved? And I was like, cool, yeah. Brian came over to London and spent about 2 months working with me, and we did quite a lot of stuff.
Can you tell me about the song City Girl?
It's very simple in the sense that it was basically me teaching Brian the chord structure and Brian just jamming along to it. And when he finally learnt it, we'd enjoyed playing it and we'd realised there was no point in re-recording it, and I just put some vocals over the top. No elaborations, no overdubs. Kind of corny words like I love you and you're beautiful and the kind of corny simple things that people tend to think when they actually get infatuated with somebody, and where life simplifies itself. So I'm sort of just singing about someone being a bit besotted by somebody.
Can I just ask about your old group, My Bloody Valentine? You've got one of your group's songs on here, Sometimes. Kevin, when you go out and tour, how do you reproduce that kind of sound out in a live performance? Can you do it?
Most of it, yeah, because the sound, as people kind of perceived it, was really kind of simple. It was just a guitar plugged into an amp, but it was the way I used the tremolo arm on the guitar. That was my kind of expression type of thing.
He's got this kind of buzz note running through it, you know?
That comes from using different guitar tunings, and because they're non-standard tunings, you tend to write in a sort of key or something and get a kind of a drone effect.
You went into a studio for a record company to try to produce a completed album. You spent at least 2 years, you say, it didn't get there. What happened?
I suppose, like anything, if you're on a journey and you're going towards the edge of something, you eventually come there, and then you go over that edge, and we kind of lost the plot.
This is the kind of the remnant of My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
So you come away from that experience perhaps with a sense of loss, but do you have a new project that is informed by that experience?
Yeah, well, I've got my own studio I've just built, and for the purpose of doing my own music. The only way there's a hope in hell of actually getting that music out is if it's done quite spontaneously, as opposed to slavering over it for a couple of years or something. I think if I do that, it won't come out, because it'll lose that necessary kind of simple quality.
Kevin Shields, thank you for coming in to speak with us.
All right, cheers. Thank you.
Guitarist and songwriter Kevin Shields. He's contributed several songs to the new soundtrack for the film Lost in Translation, opening in theaters this week. There's more of my interview with Kevin and samples of his music at our website, npr.org.